So let me do a channel update and also maybe throw some observations in there. I'm not sure. But anyway, I had a little crisis a couple weeks ago. Not last Thursday, but Thursday before last. And so I had to make some, I had to cut my my finances down to zero. I mean, as much as possible. I was spending $600 a month, which, you know, God had to slow me down, I guess. It was just not responsible. I was probably spending $600 a month on food, eating out. And so I cut that down to $40 a week, going to the grocery store. So, and then I had to cut down some websites and all that. But in about 30 days, I should be back on track. And all the audio should be back up. All the websites should be back up. Just give me about 30 to 45 days and everything will be back. Temporarily, I'm going to use this podcast from my phone that is kind of related to Spotify in a way, but it's free for me to upload. So I'll try to upload when I have time. I'm just working all the time right now. I'll try to upload some stuff there, but I estimate in 30 days I'll be back. Everything will be back up and running again. I'll probably have to build some new servers and stuff, but that's all right. I'm going to make it really simple. I'm not going to make it complicated. You're going to go to the page. There's going to be a link to the audio. Boom. Listen. One click, go straight to the audio links and listen to whatever you want to listen to. All the titles are there. It'll be free download and so forth. And so, just giving you a channel update. You know, my observation right now is what's happening here. What's happening here is we're coming to the end of the age. And so, if you go back 10 years ago, if you talk to somebody who was into politics and all, 10, 20 years ago, which I wasn't really, but you talk to people and they even say that things have just gone off the roof crazy. I mean, think about how cartoonish everything is. The politics, the media, the news, it's just like these leaders that are in charge right now, they're just like cartoon characters, you know? You have to admit it. Their contradictions, their lies, they're obviously under some kind of puppet master. They're just puppets, you know. They're obvious that they don't know what they're doing. And what my observation is, we need to get back to canning. See, God has, every time, you know, 3 years ago, August, 3 years ago, I had a crisis. Same thing, August, 3 years ago. So now, this time, instead of taking it for granted, taking any kind of prosperity for granted, I am going to be diligent. I mean, I'm just thankful to God for my health, my eyesight, my ability to work, and just thankful for everything that's going on around me, the people around me, even though, you know, I might not talk to people much around me in the 3D because, you know, they can't hear me anyway. But the ones that I do talk to, I'm thankful for. And, you know, once you step into a 5D understanding of reality, the 3D creatures really can't help you. But they're human. You know, they're human. And so humans help humans, you know. That's the way it should be. Humans help animals. If humans help animals, we should be helping humans. And so I'm even more motivated to help people who are in like dire situations, like with the rideshare and all that. I'm just going to set up a system, and I'm going to treat it like it's a big deal, because we're here to help each other. Even uploading podcast, I'm not going to be talking about a bunch of fluff and silliness. I'm just going to be talking straight up truth, straight up hitting the core principles, you know, about staying free. You know, really, to manage your time is important. Don't let social media waste your time, your dreams, and all that. To manage your time, your finances, your health, brush your teeth, sleep your 7-8 hours. When you get off work, even if you don't feel like cleaning, take an hour nap and then get up and clean your living space, you know, wash your clothes, do all that, get it done, and then maybe do a part-time job. You don't need to watch TV, you don't need to watch movies, you don't need to, it's all repeat anyway. It's not, there's nothing new out there. Maybe do something part-time, plant your garden, do some canning, get prepared, because things could get worse. We think it's bad now with inflation. It could get worse. It can always get worse. Hopefully it gets better. And it's just like Israel. Things would get bad. They would repent, run to God, and say, Lord, I'm sorry I took things for granted. I'm coming back to you, and I'm going to get out of debt, and I'm going to do the best I can with your help, and pray that you bless me. But it's just like Israel. They would fall away, come back, fall away, come back. I'm not saying we fall away from God because we have faith, but sometimes we get lackadaisical. Just take things for granted, you know. Be thankful for your clothes, your house, your shelter, your transportation, your job, your city, you know. To be honest with you, I don't have a problem with a 15-minute city, but somebody was telling me people out in the country are the ones that are mad about it, which if they live out in the countryside, they live in a nice, they usually are in a nice situation. I don't know how they afford the gas, but, you know, I've been in a 15-minute city my whole life. I actually chose the place I live. I can get anywhere in this city within 10 minutes. I chose the center of the city so that I could get to the hospital, to the doctor, to the grocery. I can actually walk to the, it won't take me, I'm only 4 or 5 blocks from the grocery store. There's buses here, there's trains here. I mean, I can really function. If I lost everything and I had a job, I can get to work and just, you know, I can make it. But the prosperity, you know, getting out of debt, you know, trying to set up a system to help people while helping yourself, you know, even the podcast, you know, that's actually a blessing to be able to upload audio and people can hear it all over the world. So that's another thing that I'm going to try to do right. You know, I've got all the audio stored, even the ones I'm recording now, I'm storing them onto a server, a local server. But when you do your own local server, it's hard to get it. I just don't have time to spend the time to figure out how to get it working right. I could buy another computer, transfer it over, because you just have to keep your computer updated all the time. And if you don't, you can mess things up. And it's a long story. But anyway, the cloud is easier to upload audio. So I put a link to the Spotify, I think it's the free version of Spotify where you can listen for free. I'm not really sure how it works, but I think Spotify has a free version. I'll put the link below. I think you should be able to listen to it for free. And so everything's just starting to flow again. When everything crashes and burns, I get in serious survival mode. And I don't think we should have to live in survival mode, but there's times in life where you have a crisis or you have a situation where you have to get serious, you know? And every once in a while, you just have to get serious. If you owe somebody, get serious. The next year, I'm gonna save as much money as I can to get completely out of debt. I'm actually gonna try to pay off. I'm really gonna try to pay off 2 houses. I'm serious about this thing. I don't know how long it's going to take me, but I'm serious. So, this is warfare against the debt money system, the devil's system, the mechanics who lie, the salesmen who lie, the system who lies. It's all the debt money system, the inflation, them printing a bunch of money and devaluing the dollar. The whole system's a lie. I mean, if you really, I went to the Walmart today and bought me some folders to put all of the different things that I have to deal with on a daily basis in a fold, in its own folder, right? Whether it's a car, a house, a bill, medical, doctor, whatever, it's like everything needs to go in a folder to separate it. Taxes, tags, title. I mean, come on. I mean, really. It just, I got like 30 things that I could separate into folders, you know. And if I have all the folders labeled, I can just throw it in there and look at it later whenever I want to. And if you really think about all, if you're just like me, and you check your mailbox every day, think about all the insanity that comes through your mailbox. Not to mention the Yahoo, the Gmail, the ads, the people trying to sell you stuff online, the social media trying to grab your attention. It's all a vampire system. It's a death cult. You're in a death cult. The only way you're going to make it is bring everything to a minimum. Get rid of the fluff. Bring everything down to its minimum. You know, if you're out there making a lot of money and you only have one job and you're doing good, you need to praise God. If you're out of debt, praise God. Don't take it for granted. Don't go back into debt. I mean, there might be, I bet you there's somebody out there, I just feel it in my spirit. I bet there's somebody out there contemplating, should they go into debt? No, get out of debt. If you have to for a job or something to make some flow, yeah, but don't go into debt for anything if you can get by with it. And if you do go into debt for something, make sure you create a flow with it. Make sure the flow that the debt that you go into, there's a flow that's greater than the debt payment, you know. Because it's the debt money, so you're not going to escape it, you know. I mean, look at all the churches. And this is why the churches go into legalism, because they borrow this money to build a church, and then they got a payment, and they got to report back to the bank how many members they got. It's just insanity. It's insane. When Paul was a tent maker and he taught out of his own little tent shop, you know. But back to planting food, I mean, garlic, onions, tomatoes, can't learn to can some food. We've got to get back to this. Live a simple life. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. And if you do, work hard to get out of debt. I'm not trying to give anybody advice. Y'all know more about it than I do, probably. But I am going to say this. We all have to be careful that when God blesses us, that we don't just take it for granted. You know, if you got your health, you got a roof over your head, you got some clothes and a job and some food, some shelter, really you got everything. You don't need to be popular. You don't need to spend time on TikTok or Instagram. They ain't got nothing for you. If you are going to use the online, learn a trade. Or get educated about narcissism or psychopath, sociopath. Learn some body language. Learn some skills. Develop your inner man, you know. It's all about developing the inner man anyway. Let me tell you this before I cut this off. The earth plane is about birthing you into your new state day by day, moment by moment. Let's say you're married to somebody. And you're growing and they're not. Don't be mad at them. They're just not. They're going to be mad at you. You know they're going to be mad at you because you're growing into a new creature. They'll probably leave you if you keep growing. Because you're growing into the image of Christ. And other people around you are being birthed, but not on the same timetable as you. You're being pushed by the Holy Spirit. See, God called you, is calling you out of the Babylon. So be thankful that you're being pushed harder. You're having to die daily more. You're having to go through more suffering and more tribulation than somebody else because the potter and the clay. He's conforming you into the image of Christ, and you eventually get to the other side where you look back and you used to think, well, how do I love my enemy? He shows you how to love your enemy. How do I forgive them? He shows you how to forgive. How do I not have bitterness? How do I move on from the past? I was talking to an unsaved woman today who claims to be spiritual but doesn't believe the Bible, and she's talking about how she quit drinking a month ago, cold turkey, and then she said, but I still have a problem with smoking. I said, well, you can just stop anytime you want. This is identity war. Anyway, I was trying to tell her, I said, everything's the now. Anyway, she said, do you think we're in reincarnation? I said, no. I mean, every day's a reincarnation because you die daily in types. She said, yeah, but you were still breathing when you were asleep. I mean, and I said, well, in types and shadow, I mean, no, it's not a reincarnation. But every day you go to sleep, you die. You death, resurrection, death, resurrection. I told her it's the same story. Trying to show her that the Bible is the truth, but these people can be nice. I don't trust the unsaved, but they could be nice. I wouldn't let them across my threshold, and I wouldn't let them borrow $20. I might give them 20, but I wouldn't let them borrow 20 because I know I probably didn't see it again. But what you want to do is love your neighbors yourself, just like God, just like Jesus went to the cross for everybody, but knowing not everybody's going to receive it. And so those people who are slow behind you or not waking up, don't be mad. Don't be frustrated. They're just not ready yet. They're not there yet. And I learned that from somebody a long time ago. I got an email. She said, they're not there yet. I was like, wow, that's a good point. Because I was being like, why can't they hear me? Why don't they see what we're talking about? They're just not there yet. It could be an employee. It could be a boss. It could be a child. It could be a parent. It could be a neighbor. They're just not there yet. The flesh mind is a hard thing to overcome. Most people will never overcome it. If you've entered into the spirit mind, away from the flesh mind, you've shifted paradigms. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. You have shifted paradigms. They can't even hear you. They think you're foolish. They think you're crazy. But that's okay. They're just not there yet. You can actually learn to talk to them, even if they're attacking you and laughing or whatever. A lot of times, if you sit there and listen to them, and you don't get upset, or you can actually speak a word to them on their level to say, "Oh, this person's not that crazy. This person's just a little bit more advanced than me." You can actually show them that you're a little bit more advanced just by the way you respond to them. And usually you can either make a friend or they just walk away and realize they're wasting their time. So they're just not there yet. And you are. And God is going to keep pushing you and pushing you and pushing you and making you more disciplined, making you more separate and set apart and holy and dependent on Him and thankful. You know, and not taking things for granted. I was taking things for granted, just like Israel. Every time Israel took God for granted and the blessings for granted, they went down. Then they had to suffer and they got back up. The good thing about being saved and sealed with the Holy Spirit, you can see that in yourself from the outside. You can actually look at yourself from the outside in, comparing yourself to the Word, and you can recover really fast. Compared to Israel, 40 years in the wilderness, you already know the story. You already know what you should change and adapt. If you quit eating out, you can save $400 a month just by not eating out. Seriously. Or more, maybe. Depends on how much you eat out. But anyway, so I'm working on getting the flow back and getting everything back in line. And I'm just being real with you. I had a little setback. And so all the audio is recorded. It'll be easy to upload. I'll just use a secure shell, Linux upload, boom, be back on in no time. Because I can actually open a in like 30 minutes, I can have everything up on each website. You can actually, I was even thinking about if I get time, I don't know if I have time, but maybe do a platform where you can have certain people who join, you give them, certain people join, it can be a communication back and forth. What do you call it? What's it called? I don't want to call it a chat room or chat program. Back in the day, they would post these things at the school. What was a forum? More like a forum, you know. I could upload a forum, and people could talk to each other back and forth about ideas and concepts. We'll see. Let me say this: everything is the now. Everything's in Christ. All problems are solved before they ever appeared. I have proof of that. My transmission was, I took my car in at 11 o'clock. They said your transmission's shot. So I get a ride down there, drive my car to the Chevrolet place. 4 o'clock, I was driving a new car. Now, I don't like the payment. That's why I'm going to work hard to refinance. But I was driving a new car. The car was, the solution's there before the problem appears. Now, what I should have been done is I should have been prepared for that because, like I said, it happened 3 years ago. And if it happened 3 years ago, it repeats. Everything repeats. And you can break the pattern once you see the repeat. This is a copy machine. The reason it's a copy machine is because we're being made into the image of Christ. So that is the pattern of everything. I promise you it's a copy machine. When I talk about flesh versus spirit and walking in the spirit, and you never heard that before because preachers don't talk about it and nobody knows what it, and then I talk about it, and guess what? Now other people are talking about it. You've probably said it. Let me give you a recap. What is walking in the spirit? It's not rule-based living. It's love and truth. As you step into more truth, you renew your mind into the mind of Christ, and you rise above the law, not under the law. The spirit is above the law. The flesh is under the blue letter sky, the law. The blue is the law. And so when you start speaking these truths, the Shekinah glory gave me these truths. We're in a death cult. The flesh versus the spirit on every page of the Bible, in every word that's ever been written, there's even in your body, even your spiritual gifts, you can either work in the flesh or work in the spirit. So everything is flesh versus the spirit down here. And when we get our new bodies and there's a new heaven, a new earth, you don't have to worry about the flesh versus spirit because you don't really have to worry about it now. You just need to rest in the finished work of Jesus and die daily. But my point is, when you're dealing with people, are they in the flesh or are they in the spirit? And when you deal with these people who are in the flesh, how do you respond? Do you respond in the flesh or do you respond in the spirit? And the purpose of keeping boundaries is because you know you're surrounded by a bunch of flesh creatures. So by keeping boundaries, they can't Jezebel you into their world and pull you down into the flesh with them. Because the Jezebel tennis court is not a court you want to play on, because Jezebel is pure evil, and they will go to any nth to the degree to try to bring you under their subjection. But you got the spirit of truth, and you can escape at any time. But they play these mind games like you. These narcissistic Jezebel spirits play mind games like you ain't never seen, because they're so evil. So keep the boundaries, stay in the spirit walk, die daily, because this is real people. This is real warfare. Not only is it spiritual, it's mental, psychological, emotional, physical, financial. It's real. And this is not a joke. And so you got to be diligent. I'm not saying live in fear, But I'm saying be diligent, because this is a real battle. It could be life and death. If you ever get caught up with a Jezebel, that's definitely life and death. There's a lot of people killing their spouse just to get. There's one other yesterday or today on the news. I saw where some woman hired a hitman. You know how many that's going. Even though they get caught, so many of them get caught and they know it, but it still happens. Think about what I'm telling you. The flesh creature can't stop doing evil. They see other people going to jail and getting caught, but they keep doing the evil. Explain that. Because the flesh is the AI program that just keeps, they have no self-control. They can't stop, is my point. So be diligent. Be content with what you have. Live a simple life. Nobody on Instagram, nobody online's got anything better than what you got. You got it all where you're at. You got everything you need right now. Just be thankful. That's all I'm saying. Be thankful for the simple things in life. Be thankful for your job. Be thankful for your whatever you can think of. Be thankful for your running water, your washing machine, your dryer. Just be thankful.